Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Baby Wipes Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli. Good morning, America. Oh, no, that's another show, isn't it? Good morning, Jim. How are you this fine Monday morning?
I'm fine. It's fine. And another week's gone by so fast. Back again. And I just got back from a little trip to Arizona. It was kind of interesting, going back in time almost in some of these little towns I found. Kind of interesting. Gold town.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And what a switch. I mean, you're going from Scottsdale and places that they're so built up and so high tech with their new buildings and the stadium there is amazing in Scottsdale. It's the Chase Field. It's just beautiful. The top, you know, it's one of those convertible tops and you're going through these areas, and then if you drive out an hour or so, you can wind up in a little town that still does mining. And you know, they like Superstition Mountain is one of the places, and you can actually still do the gold thing. And you got a little hidden lake in there, the cactus.
Can you pan for gold and actually get gold?
There is. Oh yeah. Well, you figure back, you know, 100 years ago when they were getting gold, it's not like they took all the gold. You know, I mean, there's still places where you can get some of that stuff. And I know they've been worked over, but you can still pan for gold. They have places you can go up there and do that. If you get centrally located in the Phoenix area, from that location, you can go out in either direction. You can go to Sonoma, which is really beautiful. Didn't have a chance to get there, but Sonoma has so much. Flagstaff's up in the mountains. And then you can go over to you have Tempe and Tucson. It's all in a circle. Within an hour, hour and a half, you can get to a lot of these destinations. And
so, Jim Zuli, am I hearing that you actually took a vacation?
Well, I took a few days. And about a 4-day trip went up there and checked things out. It was pretty nice. It was first trip in about how many, 30 years or something? I don't know.
Yeah, good for you.
You know, Reetha, what it seems to be is when you go up there, you kind of get a format, and it takes time to get to these places, and you miss a lot of them because you didn't really know where it was at, or you didn't know the times. Like, there's one mine you can go to. The only time you can see the mine is Saturday morning from 9 to 10 o'clock, and that's it. It's closed the rest of the week. Well, you know, we didn't really – you don't know all these little tips and tricks. But then after you research it on one trip, then you go back, and there's another one. You can go actually on a lake and have dinner on a steamboat on a lake. Well, you know, you kind of find where it's at. You get the times. So then when you go back, you can hit all these places. And they have an old town, a couple old towns. It's kind of interesting. That's desert, if you like desert, you know.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, that brings us up to our hot topic.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I also went on a little short trip last weekend. I went to New York City. I went to the Tribeca Film Festival to see a film that I was in called Killer Deal. And New York is New York. It does not change. Well, it does change. Matter of fact, when I was there, I was saying, I have never been to New York when I haven't had to walk under a scaffolding, because they're always doing construction in New York City. I don't know what it is. I don't understand why it is, because there's only so much land there. But it doesn't change in the sense that it's, you know, all these mile-high buildings. And I'm a California girl. I'm used to, you know, two-story, three-story buildings. We have some skyscrapers, but we keep them all downtown. You know what I mean? New York is just one big skyscraper jungle, but it is nice. People talk about how nice New York is, and I have to say, compared to how it was when I first went there in maybe the 70s, New York is cleaner. It's safer. It's a place I'll even be willing to visit more often now because it really is kind of nice. The weather was great. It was warm, but not too warm. It cooled off in the evenings, but it wasn't too cold. We were able to walk during the day and the night. And I went down to the Tribeca Film Festival to see this film. I didn't see much of the festival. I went to one event. It was called the Virtual Arcade. And literally they had about 30 booths set up so you could watch individual virtual reality type films. And I'm going to talk about virtual reality at Tech Time. But the Tribeca Film Festival itself seemed to be fabulous. The people were all wonderful. Everyone was excited about being at the Virtual Arcade and even at the Tribeca Film Festival. And there was a little controversy about the festival. They wanted to show a film called VAC, I think it was called, but it was about the vaccines and the connection with autism. And there was a little controversy, so the film got pulled. So nobody's feelings were hurt, and so everybody stayed in. They had lots of films, lots of people, lots of stars were there. You've been seeing it on the entertainment programs. But it was really nice. I have to say I enjoyed New York. I stayed with my friend Frank, who lives right on the East River, so I had a wonderful view of the East River and of New York City. So if you're thinking about going to New York, I'd say now's the time because the weather is great. It's safe. It's beautiful. It's clean. Didn't go in the subway. I have to admit, I took a car everywhere, but I really enjoyed New York this time.
Well, that sounds really good. I mean, it's the kind of place where you can't see everything on one trip, that's for sure.
Right, and I really didn't sightsee. I really just went for the weekend, so I really just hung out with my friends, and like I said, we walked a little bit in New York, but it was really kind of nice. So what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, you know, touching on the news updates and as far as the, you know, election and everything, Clinton expects a clean sweep. And, you know, Sanders admits that there's a narrow path to victory. And that's the first time he said, you know, he's actually said that. Now, folks, just to let you know, for the Democrats, everybody's talking about the magic number 1237 delegates needed. For the Democrats, it's 2,383 delegates are needed. Now, Clinton's, she's in at 1,941, and Sanders has 1,191, which is pretty much impossible. It's, you know, for him to catch up now, and he's pretty much admitting that. So they're asking, will he back Hillary up? You know, those are the talks that are going on now, which he'd have to as a Democrat. And the Republican polls for Pennsylvania show that now in that race, you got 1,237 delegates are needed, and Trump has 845, Cruz has 559, and Kasich has 148. So in Pennsylvania, Trump picked up 46, and Cruz picked up 31, Kasich 16. Well, Kasich's pretty much out of the picture, but why is he staying in there? Well, by him staying in there, it's holding votes going to Trump. It's holding back votes. So they're basically talking about teaming up to us to stop Trump. In Ohio, you heard about the terrible fatality. There was 8 family members killed, and it's still under investigation. But they found in a home there was marijuana cultivation and so on. And in Europe, it said you can be jailed for abortion in Europe. Basically, you can be put in jail, and the strongest area for that is Northern Ireland. And moving on to, you know, we all know that Prince passed away at 57 in his home in Paisley Park, Minneapolis, after 5 decades of pop hits. And in sports, just touching on one thing in sports, there's so much going on in sports, but Johnny Manziel was indicated in the charge of hitting his girlfriend. He was the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. So a lot of miscellaneous stuff going on, Aretha. You know, Obama's sending 250 more troops, not for combat, but for special forces over to Syria. So that's a continuing situation. And, you know, the shooting in Wisconsin, another, you know, I hate reporting bad news, but the young person that had shot the people for the at the prom, they said he was a bullied victim. And in North Korea, they shot a missile out of the submarine, showing their, you know, trying to rattle their swords. But the South said that it was basically a failure, that it crashed into the water and didn't do much. Okay, Aretha and I are talking about traveling. For those of you traveling on, planning on traveling, the Central Plains area, severe weather due to the jet stream. So, you know, like Aretha and I always say, check your weather out before you go somewhere. You know, you don't want to wind up with a closed airport. Right, Reith? We got to keep on top of that weather when we're traveling. And what we do sometimes is, you know, we wind up at an airport, Reith, right? And it's snowing.
Absolutely. So you know, your flights have been canceled because of
stuck,
weather.
Reith, at an airport, did you actually ever get stuck somewhere where, like, oh, my God, my flight's been delayed, and what do? You know, find a comfortable chair.
I've really been quite successful with not getting stuck. I fly standby a lot, and even flying standby, I've done really wonderfully well. But there have been a couple of times, it's nobody's fault. I have a friend who got mad at an airline because their flights were canceled, but it was weather. The airline can't do anything about weather, and after the weather, they have problems moving their airplanes from one location to another. So it's not like they can just snap their fingers and get you out, you know, on the next flight, because it doesn't work that way.
And they say that they're, you know, they really have to watch what's going on, because the weather isn't as it used to be. It can be totally upside down, where an area that thought was going to be clear at this time of the year, they're getting flurries or something. It's, you know, big weather changes. So
You definitely have to check the weather, though. Try to stay on top of it. You can't necessarily control the weatherman being correct. But if you don't look, you don't know.
Oh, yeah. But anyway,
and that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
So, Jim, since I've been gone, I don't know. Do we have a guest today?
We don't have a guest today. I have a...
Well, good. We get to talk. That means we get to just have a good time talking.
We just get to chat and chatter.
We always have enough stuff to talk about. Have you seen the new Beyonce video for her new album, Lemonade?
I caught the tail end of it on the news, and it looks pretty wild. It looks pretty exciting. A lot of work goes into that for these entertainers.
It does. I haven't seen it, but everybody's been looking forward to it.
You know, Aretha, it's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, people go to an event and they see that these performers or they hear their albums, but that's like the tip of the iceberg. They don't realize, like, what goes into preparing for this stuff, you know, and the cost and time. It's like a lot of work.
It is. Especially
traveling, you know, when they do these tours and everything. Yeah, it's amazing. But
well, you talked a little bit about Prince earlier, and Prince is definitely going to be missed. Prince was one of the concerts that I don't go to a lot of different concerts. But Prince, I went to a Prince concert, I don't want to tell you how many years ago. but
he's been doing it for 50 years.
Marvelous.
Well, he's been doing what? How many years has he been performing? You know, he's been around a long
time.
Well,
he was only 57. So
yeah. I think I got the decades wrong there.
Right. It couldn't have been 5 decades. Probably 4, though, because he started as a musician very young.
He was young,
but
yeah.
But I had to have seen him. It had to be a good 30 years ago. And he was really good then. And this last tour, I have friends who said they went to see him 2 or 3 different times. Because each night the performance was different. He would have a different special guest. And even if he did the same thing, he was such a good entertainer that they enjoyed seeing it again. And I was going to go see his next concert, which goes to show you, do it when you have the mind to do it, because you don't know. Tomorrow is not promised.
Well, that's for sure. And, we've seen these transition, Aretha. You remember, this is kind of dating herself, when Sinatra was, so popular. And, you have a window of when the people scream at you, and they don't do it when they're in their 30s and 40s and 50s. They do it when they're in their teens and early 20s, maybe. And I saw the transition. I think it was on possibly the Sullivan Show or maybe... I don't remember one of these shows. And Sinatra was singing on stage. And then he said, do you want to hear another one? And the next performer was going to be Presley. He was going to be on. And this is when he was kind of new. Everybody was, usually it's, we want more from Sinatra. And they're screaming out Elvis. So I think that was the first time that Sinatra had to kind of relinquish his stage. And then they brought Presley up. And then I remember when the transition came when, Elvis was moving along a little bit. Of course, he was always popular. And when the Beatles came into play, and then, they were driving the screamers crazy. And, then it goes on and on. Then, the Beatles, but look at how many generations we've seen kind of move along. And look at where they are
that
now.
That must mean you're getting older, Jim.
Well, time flies whether you're having fun or not, that's for sure.
It's true, but it is true. We've watched several decades of music come and go. And I talked to some of the young I was talking to my grandson a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about Tina Turner. And I've heard the name. What?
Exactly, and check this out. When I was on the plane, I was talking to the person sitting next to me, and I mentioned names like, are you kidding, like John Wayne, and the guy said, I've heard of him. It's like, huh?
Exactly.
And people have told me, I've told you this before, people have told me, you look like Bill Medley, and we're talking, and I'll say, yeah, I've heard I look like Bill Medley, and they go, who? I say, well, the Righteous Brothers, and they, who are the Righteous Brothers? Well, when I mentioned Top Gun, or Ghost, because Bobby Hatfield sang a song of Ghost, and they sang that movie in Top Gun. They had a song they did. Then they say, I remember that song. But, I guess it's so many years go by, they're just, they weren't around when those people were popular.
Well, it's really funny to me that the music that our parents listened to that we thought was lame at the time,
yeah,
as I grew older and got appreciation for people like Sinatra and Dean Martin. Matter of fact, on the plane coming back from New York, I watched the original Ocean's 11, which is one of my absolute favorite movies. And it's a movie where I think Sammy Davis and Dean Martin are the only two that sang. Frank didn't even sing in that movie, but it's still one of my favorite movies. And, you mentioned people like Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Joey Bishop.
The Rat Pack.
They don't know who they are. Yeah, the Rat Pack. They don't know who they are. Peter Lawford. I had forgotten, I have to admit, I had forgotten about Peter Lawford. I love Peter Lawford. He did wonderful movies. But,
and
you know,
the stories
that was in
tied
time
in
past.
With the, you know, the stories are, you know, like Sinatra wanted Peter Lawford to, you know, hook him up with Kennedy. And Kennedy was supposed to come over and stay at his home. But evidently Jacqueline didn't want to go over there and stay there. And he got upset about that because he built an addition on his home just for that. And these stories that go back, you know, it's, and, you know, we used to enjoy the roast that they used to have with Dean Martin and all the stars that they'd have on there. And they were, you know, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, John Wayne, big stars. And yet today they're like barely remembered, some of those people, the younger people. And, you know, even the popular people in the news, they're interviewing, they're talking to some of the younger people in the streets. And you wouldn't believe they don't know, like, who's Cruz or who's Kasich or I've heard of Donald Trump, yeah. Or, yeah, Hillary, she's the lady who's in politics or something. And it's like, what? But, you know, I guess if you don't watch the news, you don't read the paper, you know, they don't sit around and watch that stuff, you know. So,
it's true. You know. Well, it's time for us to move on to tech time. Time moves on.
Tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I went to Tribeca to see a film called Killer Deal. It's a 7-minute virtual reality horror movie. I don't know if it's going to be released to the public, but it was basically designed to show off this new virtual reality technology. Now, virtual reality is also known as immersive multimedia or computer simulated reality, and it's a computer technology that replicates an environment, which means you really feel like you're in the environment, whether it's a real environment or an imagined environment. And it simulates the user's physical presence. So in a real environment, like in the film Killer Deal, it's a real environment. It takes place in a hotel room. Or it can be an environment like a cartoon environment. That's not a real environment, so it can be absolutely anything. It could be outer space. It can be any type of environment. But it's done in a way that allows the user to interact with it. So you actually feel like you can reach out and touch it. Now, of course, you can't really touch it, but it feels like it. Now, at Six Flags in California, they've got a new roller coaster where you wear the glasses, so you actually are in a roller coaster, but you have the glasses on, so you feel and look like you're going in between different environments while you're actually on the roller coaster. Now, that's got to be amazing. I haven't been on the roller coaster yet, but it's got to be great, because literally when I watched the movie in Tribeca, there was a monster that jumped in front of you, and I screamed. I was in the movie. I had seen the monster. I was friends with the monster. I screamed. There were grown men screaming while they were watching this film. It really made you feel like you were actually in the room. They had blood splattering, so the blood would splatter on the glasses. Now, they haven't quite perfected the technology yet, so the blood needed a little work. But as far as the things jumping out at you, you felt it was right there. And like I said, grown men were just screaming at the top of their lungs. Now, the virtual reality glasses that you wear are pretty clunky right now. I assume at some point they're going to get down a little bit smaller. And you have to wear a headset so you can hear the sounds. And there's some that are tethered to the computer, and then there's some that are Bluetooth. But the ones that have a phone that actually fit into the virtual reality glasses, you put a phone in there and it projects the film. And I don't know how it works. I really have no idea. But once you get into the headset, literally, as you turn your body, you see different parts of the room. So if you're looking straight ahead, you see straight ahead. You look to your left, you see everything that's to your left. If you look up or look down or behind you, you can see everything that's going on in the room. So it's really, you're really there. It really feels like you're there. Now, the headsets are available. I think they're used mainly for simulation, like flight simulators, or for gaming right now. But the whole thing about Tribeca was they're moving into an area where it's going to be used more for movies. And like I said, they had about 30 different booths with 30 different types of programming. So if you want to be a first adapter, the headsets are already out there. They're really not that expensive. You can buy them from anywhere from $24.99 to about $150. So they're not as costly as I thought that they would be, but there's not a lot of content for, I think, us baby boomers. Although they, I can see some really good uses for it for us, because you could be under the water, you could be on the beach, walking on the beach. I can see it for people, especially people that are shut in, and you want that feeling of being able to walk on the beach again or to go scuba diving. I can see how it could really be very relaxing and calming instead of watching a lot of this junk that we're watching on TV, because there's nothing but murder and mayhem on TV. So you might want to get you some virtual reality glasses, check out and see what you can see, whether it's, you know, a calming walk through the forest or a swim on the beach, who knows. But virtual reality is coming at you, so be prepared.
Wow.
That's my tech time. And how about your gym, Jim?
That stuff
okay,
is so
baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
Gems from Jim, Jim's Gems, however you want to look at it. Yeah, Aretha, I went down to San Diego on a carrier that they had down there. And what was it, the Yorktown? I forgot. But they had a virtual reality box that you could get in and do that kind of stuff. It's amazing. It really throws your senses off. But anyway, just touching base on the top most successful or popular among baby boomers investments. I went over this in a couple of shows ago, but several people wanted me to recap it. So real quick, I won't go into details, but I'll give you a list again. Number one was the index funds. They're a safe investment, aggressive enough to provide strong returns. Number two is the ETFs. These funds can be traded and exchanged like stocks and so on. And then number three was the blue chip dividend stocks, if you remember. Four was the peer-to-peer lending. That's investing in loans. Do your homework there. Five was annuities, since a lot of baby boomers don't have pensions, this is a popular situation. And number six was the CD certificates of deposits. So there's a little recap for you that asked for it. Now, moving over to a few of us are a little you could say we're a little confused on what's going on in this voting process, you know, the delegates and so on and so forth. So I'm just going to give you a brief little definition. What are the caucuses and how do they work? All right, and we're not promoting any particular delegate, but in an article for Bernie.org, and like I say, this is just an article I read, but they describe the caucus process. All right, the caucuses are the original method for selecting. Now, I know this is very confusing, but this is what it's about. The original method for selecting delegates and superdelegates, and this existed long before the first primary elections were introduced. Since the early 1900s, when primary elections were established, the popularity of caucuses has actually decreased in favor of primary elections, which we've heard a lot about, which are, what it is they're easier to manage and award more power to the individuals in an electorate. In states that hold caucuses, each political party announces the date, the time, and location of the caucus. At the caucus, individuals who are viewed favorably within the party are identified as potential delegates. All right. After a comprehensive discussion and debate, an informal vote is held to determine which individual will serve as a delegate at the national party convention. All right. The same rules that apply to delegates and super delegates chosen from primary elections do not always apply to those chosen for caucuses. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible because it does seem complicated, but this is how the delegates are put together. All right, getting what is a delegate? All right, a delegate typically is a pledged delegate. All right, they're an individual nominated to attend the National Party Convention as a result of a given state's primary election or caucus. All right, since these delegates are chosen by popular vote, they are bound to vote for a certain candidate at their party's national convention based on the results of the primary election or caucus. All right, you got the two delegates. A superdelegate is a person who falls into one of the categories agreed upon by the leaders of a national political party that gets a vote at their party's national convention for their preferred presidential candidate. All right, the superdelegate is a pledged delegate or a current or former elected official party leader, such as a member of Congress, governors, or former presidents, and so on. So there, that gives you a little idea on what's going on. Now, you got to remember that I believe the Democrats have superdelegates, which the Republicans don't. And remember the numbers I gave you. The Democrats need 2,383 delegates. They're needed to win, and Clinton has 1,941, which Sanders won't be able to, pull what he needs. And that's how that goes, Reva. And, you know, the 1,237 magic number that's making Trump upset, because if he doesn't hit that number, Reva, then, you know, it goes to delegate popularity. So that's what people are questioning.
The thing that people don't realize, though, these delegates, no one pays for them to go to the convention. It comes out of their pocket.
Yeah.
Now, this is a little known thing, because most people aren't active in the political process. So
yeah.
Not only do they not know how delegates are arrived at, they don't know what goes on with delegates. To be a Republican delegate for this election, to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
Is going to cost, on the low end, about $3,000.
That's on the low end. If you stay
at the Motel 6 and you eat at McDonald's, it's going to cost you about $3,000 to participate in this.
Yeah.
On the high end, which is more likely to go to the different events that'll be happening, to, you know, and this is still not the top tier, is about $6,000. So even
it
if you want to be a delegate, you need to have $6,000 in your pocket to go, because you pay for your own hotel. So it's a little bit more even than just being selected as a delegate, because everybody's not going to volunteer to be a delegate. And
it's complex.
So it's not just a very easy, oh, we'll elect you as a delegate and you'll go. If you ain't got the money to go,
you're not going.
You ain't going. And they can't pay your way, because then obviously you're a bot delegate. You know, it gets very, very complicated.
It's complex. And, you know, you log in, and this is the frustration. Trump's so far ahead, and everybody's saying, well, Trump's winning. He's going to be the nominee. Remember, this is only for the party. Okay, all this is only for the party. When the party picks its nominee, then those two people from each party, one person from each party, goes ahead and battles for the nomination. And
I'm going to go to the California Republican convention next weekend, speaking of which I won't be here next Monday because I'll just be getting back. But, I'm going to go to the California convention, and we don't vote for the nominee. But all three of the nominees are going to be there. Kasich, Trump, and Cruz are all going to be at the California convention. And this is the first time probably in history that the California vote is going to determine or should be the determining factor of whether or not a nominee will or will not get the nomination. Usually it's already determined by the June vote in California.
Yeah.
And for those of you in California, exactly. And for those of you in California, you have to register to vote at least 11 days before. So I think it's May 24th or something like that. You have to register to vote. So if you want to change your registration from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican or Independent to whatever, you need to go and change your registration. I wouldn't wait until just 11 days before because anything can happen. You can register online. You can register in person. But you need to make sure that you're registered to vote. And you have to, in California, you have to vote according to party lines. So if you're an independent or a declined state, you don't get to vote for president. So you need to either register Republican or Democrat, or I shouldn't say that. You can't vote for anyone who's not in your party. So if you're an independent, and there's a difference between the independent party and just being independent, you can only vote for someone who's in that party. If you're a member of Peace and Freedom, you can only vote for the Peace and Freedom candidate. So make sure whoever you want to vote for, you're registered in that party.
And if you get confused, remember the superdelegate is also known as the unpledged delegates, okay? It's a current or former elected party leader. So when you hear the term, well, wait a minute, there's unpledged, there's superdelegate and pledged. Well, the superdelegate is the unpledged delegate. And,
that's only the Democrats. Right, that's only the Democrats that do
that's
that.
The Democrats,
so depending
right.
on what party you are, you need to know the rules of your party.
Yeah.
So it's very complicated. Well, Jim, you know what? We are out of town. We are out of time.
It goes so fast.
It goes so fast.
So we're not going to be hearing from Aretha next week because you'll be out and about at the convention. That'll be interesting. Give us an update the following week. And what you think?
I will. I think it'll be a fun convention. For once, it won't be stuffy. It'll be fun.
Oh yeah, and the new social media marketing package is put together. Eric has put together is amazing. You have to see it. And the app is a continuing. You know, it never amazes me. The app, the Easy Way app. It's talking about high tech, latest technology apps. This is just amazing. This marketing monstrosity program that he's put together, and it's so precise and user friendly. It's amazing. Now I think he did all that to so I can keep up with him because I like
make
it user friendly.
For you. Exactly.
Yeah. But okay, everyone. Anything you want to add, Reese? That we got. We got what is it, coming to the end. We got April, May coming up. And, Aretha, I hate to say it, but before you know it, May, June, and then here comes summer again.
It's true. I'm looking forward to summer this year.
Wow.
But, we didn't mention the GRIPDAT. Go to GRIPDAT.com.
Right.
GRIPD is in David, AT.com. For the GRIPDAT wireless selfie stick for phones.
We're seeing more people
to get that app.
That.
Right.
Yep.
And to get the app, go just text Easy Way to 21777 on your phone.
Right.
And you'll get the information on how to get the app. And just stay tuned. We'll see you every Monday morning right back here at 10 a.m. And Jim,
it's been a pleasure. And till then, everybody,
see you next
thanks
week.
For tuning in. And we'll talk to everybody next week. Reese, have a good time next week.
Okay, thanks.
So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live.
with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.